for this glorious day that he has created for us. Amen. I ask you guys to come on up if you can. Giving God, we apologize for being late. We had some additional things that we did this morning in addition to the communion. Amen. So it's up for communion in a few minutes. Remember, if you don't have in wine or juice, it's okay. You can use the living water or the replica of the living water. Just get you some nice clean water and you can use that. And if you don't have any wafers, you know, unleavened bread, you can use some kind of cracker or Melba toast or something like that, because it's not that food that you're using. It is what it is representing and why we're doing it. Right. Amen. Yeah. All right. So don't trip if you don't have it, but if you can, excuse me, if you can prepare now so you can take it, commune with us, that would be wonderful. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So I had a piece of paper. I had my list of the people that I've been, that we've been praying for over the week. I don't know what I did with it. Amen. I have my list of names of the people that we have been praying for over the week. Did you see it, Nikki? Amen. All right. Well, I must have moved it. Amen. Nikki, do you have, by chance, have the list of the names of the people that we've been praying for this week? You do? Okay. Amen. I thought I said it right over here, but amen, but I didn't. Amen. Anyway, the list we've been praying for, the prayer team has been praying for the members this week, like we promised, as always. Amen. And God is still blessing and God is still working. Amen. Do we have any prayer requests this morning?
We do.
We do. Amen. Well, that's good. Amen. I want to, amen. One of the members asked me if I could pray over the oil for her. So I'm going to pray over it. And we're going to use it today. We're going to pray God's blessing over this oil so that it can be used for the purpose in which God intended. Amen. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you this day for your love and kindness, your righteousness and your mercies. We give you praise. Stop running, stop running. We give you praise for all that you are and all that you've done. We bless you because you are the great King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you are not a healer. You are the healer. You are the great and true and living God. And we're asking, Father, that you would bless the purpose of this oil, the purpose in which it is used, and the soldier for Christ in which we'll be using it, the believer that will be using this for your purpose, as it was in the Bible. Bless this oil to be used for your purpose. Allow your Holy Spirit to enter into the use and the purpose and the giver. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to be using that this morning. Amen. All right, so Pastor Nicole, there's a volcano eruption on one of the islands. Which island is that? Does anybody remember? Which island? Does anybody remember which island it is?
St. Thomas.
St. Thomas. We want to pray for the island, the nation of St. Thomas. It's just, I saw a picture of it yesterday, and St. Vincent. It was, and they're expecting more. And they're expecting more. So I would like, Raymond, would you anoint my hands with this oil? Mm-hmm. And I want to pray for those in St. Thomas. St. Thomas and St. Vincent?
St. Vincent.
Amen. In the Virgin Islands. Thank you, son. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, I can get you all to raise your hands up to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for the believers on those islands that are affected and the nations and the people that will be affected, we're praying that you would protect them and heal and deliver them and shield them from what's happening, Lord. We asking that your Holy Spirit would surround your people and brace them and protect them and cover them. And if any have been exposed, to heal them and to deliver them in the name of Jesus. Father, let your purpose go out to the people. Let your healing, let your peace, let your joy overtake overshadow your people, that they will be covered by your blood, by your protected spirit, by your power and your glory. We're praying for their safety, their survival. We're praying for healing and deliverance. We're praying that you would clear the atmosphere on behalf of your people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All right, Pastor, what you got?
Do you want last week's list?
Yes, I would like last week's list, just the names of the people that we've been praying for. And yeah, and so also, if you've asked a couple times already and have not received your tallit or a wristband or anything like that, just email me at s4ctroops@aol.com and we will try to expedite it. Okay, because she's probably pretty backed up, even, and I get materials to her as fast as I can, but sometimes it's not fast enough to address all the orders that are coming in. And so please be patient and be loving. Email me if you've already tried, you know, and it hasn't been successful, and you've waited a little while. Email me and I will do my best to expedite so that you will be able to minister, because we have lots of tracks, we have lots of wristbands, we still have some salt face masks that are going out. We have lots of stuff. We still have the Bibles. We still have the oil. We still have the tallits. Even though Pastor Drea is not announcing it every week because we didn't want it to blow up, you know, and we couldn't keep up with it, you know, but we do still have that and we are still sending it out regularly. And there is no cost. We don't even charge you for shipping. If you have a mail service and UPS, you know, the U.S. Postal Service or UPS, U.S. Postal Service, is that, those are two I use, right? Mm-hmm. If they go there, we'll send it to you. And if I have to, I'll do FedEx, but I would prefer UPS. Amen. All right, so I just wanted to let you know. So these are the people that the team has been praying for this week.
153 Fish, mm-hmm. Connie, Robert V, MD, Sabrina L, Clara S, Jamie M, Seabird, Stephanie Brown, Stephanie Brown. I said it again.
There you go.
We're praying for you, Stephanie. Olga Y, CC, Liaza T, Fran, and Jamie R.
Amen. These are the people that left prayer requests in the chat room last week. And so we just wanted to let you know that we are still praying. Amen. Amen. And there we go. All right. So what we got, Pastor?
Okay, so our first prayer is from Francis.
Oh, wait a minute. I emailed you one.
I have all of
that. You got all of that?
Yep.
Okay.
Francis says her sister in Christ is having a dental procedure on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess a lot of people are concerned, you know, having these procedures with, you know, the concerns about this COVID.
Yeah.
So she's just asking for prayer safety over the procedure.
Yeah. What's her name?
She
just said her friend.
Yeah.
Okay, amen. Well, we want to be praying for the loving friend over the loving friend. Amen.
Amen.
Regarding the dental procedure. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you are able and you know the atmosphere in which we live. You understand the things that are going around and the rumors and the truths and the non-truths and the things that we expect and things that we just don't know. The bottom line is, Father, we really don't know. But you know. You know. And Father, we're praying for safety for her procedure. We're praying that you would give her peace and the friend peace. Give them safety. Let the operation or the procedure be a success according to your will for her life. Let it be a success so that she will be able to continue in the work that you have placed upon her life. We bless you in the name of Jesus, and we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Keep us posted about the procedure and how she's doing. Keep us posted. Amen?
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Okay, so this one is a little detailed.
Okay.
This is from Christina.
Mm-hmm.
She's asking for prayer for Jared, who needs a job, a new job,
mm-hmm.
and a place to live.
Okay.
Christina has tenants who are thousands of dollars in arrears on their rent.
Wow.
And so she's praying for direction concerning them.
Mm, thousands.
As well as her job, she's praying for direction because, of course, I think all employers are promoting the vaccination.
Yeah.
Even mine, and they're sending out things to remind us to be vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And then we have to report to them when we're vaccinated, things like that. Mm-hmm. And so she, you know, feeling that pressure.
Yeah.
And then she's also asking for prayer for healing for her life, as well as those in the high school. It sounds like she's a high school teacher.
Oh, yes.
The salvation of her students and the families.
Wow, that's an awesome teacher, because I've never heard of a teacher praying for the salvation of her students.
Right.
Amen.
And their families.
And their families. That's an awesome teacher. That's an awesome teacher. And they're slowly building up the pressure regarding this stuff. But Pastor Sandy, I shared with Pastor Sandy once about a week or so ago what the Lord shared with me regarding the vaccines and all that stuff. And we decided that we've spoken enough regarding it. We've been talking on it for over a year now. Mm-hmm. Okay? And we've said all we know to say. There's nothing else we know to add to what we've already said. And so, and then we discussed more. And then I was praying on that night. And the Lord told me, he said, it's going to expose itself. He said, so we don't have to continue that anymore. He said, because the vaccine will expose itself. And I'm like, well, I'm good. Amen. And so, some of your jobs are, some of the jobs and things are, it's almost like you take it or you don't, you can't work anymore and all that. All we're asking you to do is take it to God in prayer. I don't believe that every Christian that takes the vaccine is going to drop dead. I really don't. I don't believe that's, again, I have no proof of anything. This is just what I feel. I really don't believe that. I think if you have to take it, or you feel led that it's okay, or that you need to take it, I believe that the Lord can protect you no matter what. Because if he, in the scriptures, it talks about picking up serpents and not being harmed. I definitely consider this a serpent. And if you have to pick that serpent up, I believe that the Lord will fix it where you will not be harmed. And if something should happen where you do pass and you are a believer in the Most High God, your future is brighter than it's ever been.
Amen.
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 I'm not worried about death, because I know absent in the body, presence with the Lord. Thank you. And so if you are a believer in the Most High God and something should happen, whether it's a shot, a car accident, a plane drop out of the sky, and you leave here, you're still good, because you get to live eternally with the Most High God. So don't let this thing stress you to the point where you can't operate. Don't let this thing stress you to the point where you can't focus on God. God is in control no matter what's happening.
Amen.
God is in control no matter who's doing what. No matter, because before any of this started, they were still experimenting with stuff for years. You don't know what you've been taking. They said fluoride was bad for you. They said that was going to kill you. They've been filling kids with fluoride since the 50s. You know, so you never really knew what they were doing. It's just this one is so public. We didn't have internet back then to tell everybody what was happening. This time we have internet where everybody knows everything at the same time. They have not stopped doing or being who they are. It's just that now the cat's out the bag. Everybody know. We can send a message in an instant. Well, like we're doing now. So, and God protected us then. God is still God. Amen. So don't let all the stuff that's going on, all the chit chat that's going on, take your focus away from your real primary focus, which is Christ Jesus. No matter what happens, God's got your back. And if you don't make it down here, hallelujah, because I'll be forever with him.
Amen.
Amen. Did I pray for whoever I was supposed
Christina,
to pray for?
No.
Christina, and okay, so that's a two-part prayer.
Well, it's more than two parts, but
there was more to it than that?
Yeah, well, I said a lot.
Well, praise the Lord. Amen. So I want to pray for the second. Good morning, Pastor. I want to start with the second part about her students. That was the last part?
Yeah, there's more prior to that.
Okay, well, let's start with we want to pray for her job, that she is where the Lord would have her to be, and that the Lord will work, here's what he said: you have to trust that I will do what's best. The Bible tells us, lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. A lot of times, and I know I've been guilty, a lot of times we think we have a better idea. Lord, I know you God, but check this out. I know you God, but, oh Lord, that's good. That's good, Lord. Put a pin in that, but how about this? You know, and sometimes, amen, I'm the only one. I'm the only one, right? Hello, because we can have an altar call right now. Amen. we can whip up an altar, you know. And so sometimes we forget, you know, Lord, yeah, that's good. You know, but he said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. So those that are looking for jobs, we're going to stand in the gap with you and acknowledging, asking God on your behalf. We're going to acknowledge God so that and bring God. What we fail to do is bring God into the situation. Mm-hmm. I was telling my wife a lot. Was it you? Maybe it was saying, I don't know who it was around my mouth. A lot of times we make God the last resort instead of our first choice. Yeah. Amen. And then when everything has fallen apart and everything has blown up to the point where you don't even recognize it anymore, now let me take it to God. He's like, well, if you'd have brought it to me in the first place, you wouldn't be in 12 different pieces.
Right.
Amen. I wouldn't have to put you together like a mosaic again if you'd have just brought it to God first. Yeah. We're so busy trying to handle it ourselves until we don't give it to God first. If you give it to God first, you can cut out the middleman.
Amen.
If you give it to God first, you can save yourself a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, and a lot of wasted time. Because all that time you wasted trying to fix it, you could have gave it to God in the first place. Amen?
Amen.
And then things would have been all right. We still rolling, Abigail?
Yes, sir.
Amen. And things would have been all right. So I applaud this soldier, this teacher, for praying for her students, Christina, for praying for her students and praying for the students' family and praying for their salvation and praying over her own job. And I'm sure you can't be a teacher unless you love to be. That's what your passion is, because they ain't paying no money. Amen. It can't be for the money. So it must be for the passion. Amen. And so we want to pray for Christina. And is it her son that's also looking for work?
No, she just said Jared. I don't know.
Okay, so we pray for Christina and Jared.
Her tenants.
She's the one with the tenants that's thousands of dollars in.
Yes.
Lord, help us. Sometimes tough love is necessary. Amen. Come on, somebody. Nobody know anything about that. I don't want to know about tough love. Sometimes you just got to say, I love you. You know, here's a $5 voucher for a motel.
$5?
I'm doing my part.
Is it your part?
That's my part. Here's a voucher. $10 if you got kids. And you know, and help, you know, but you ain't got to go home, but you got to get up out of here. You can't, you know, so we want to pray that the Lord will lead you in the direction that you must go. If it's necessary, we want the Lord to put it, because sometimes you just gotta be tough. I know we wanna be nice to everybody, we wanna treat everybody right, and everybody's got problems, you know, but depending on the situation, you know, if you just can't work with them and they're not working with you, and you don't feel led in your spirit to do any more than what you've already done, you need to give that to God. And Lord, you need to fix this. When I need the Lord to fix something and I have no clue even what direction to give him to fix it, because you know you want to give the Lord, Lord, I'm having a problem with this. Lord, I'm having a problem. Sometimes it's like, Lord, there's a problem and I don't know where it's at. Mm-hmm. I need you to fix the problem. He knows where it's at. He knows what it is. He knows how to fix it, right?
Amen.
And so I give the Lord a blank check And I say, Lord, whatever's necessary, fix it.
Yes.
Just fix it. Whatever you need to do, Lord, just fix it. And so that's my suggestion. That's what I recommend to you. As being in situations like that before, sometimes you just gotta be tough and you just gotta do what you gotta do. But you need to make sure you're doing it according to what the Lord has for you.
Yes, amen.
Because we don't want to hurt anybody. We don't want to have you wind up in court or lose your stuff. And we're not trying to hurt anybody, especially if they belong to God. And so use wisdom, give it to God, ask him, Lord, what is it that you'll have me do? And I know you've been doing that already, but we're going to pray with you on that. Amen. Yeah. And we're going to also pray for Jared and his job. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you for Christina, we're praying for Christina and Jared. We're praying that your word will be effective in, well, when your word is, it is effective. We're praying that you will speak or send your word. Speak into those situations and yes. into those environments. Yes. Because we know your word carries rank. It has life. Yes. It has authority, it has power. When you speak, the demons are at attention to hear what you're saying. When you speak, Lord, the angels are listening. When you speak, the elements hear your voice. When you speak, it's done. And we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would watch over and provide whatever's necessary for Jared and Christina, we're asking that you would fix the situation and her students and their families and their situation. I even pray over that school that you are in. We're praying that you would make your plan known to your people. If there's any sin, remove it. If there's any doubt, remove it. If there's any darkness, remove it and fill those atmosphere with your light. Yeah. Because we know light and darkness cannot exist in the same place. When you show up, sin must go. When your light enters in, darkness has to leave. That's the law. They know they're scared of you and they should be. We give you praise and we magnify you, for you are worthy. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I forgot we have communion this morning too.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
An update on Pablo.
Uh-huh.
He's back in the hospital with low oxygen levels.
Okay.
So let's keep praying for him.
Now, which one is Pablo?
Pablo, we have been praying for him. I believe he has cancer.
Okay. We've been praying for Pablo. Amen. Father, you know the situation with Pablo. You understand what he needs. You understand what his body is dealing with. We don't know what has been done to him or placed in him, but you are aware of everything that's happening with his body. You are aware of everything that has been given him. You are aware of everything that's attacking him. You are aware of everything that's going on in his mind, in his body, in his spirit. You are aware of every facet of his life. You are aware. And we're asking, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would enter into that man, enter into that soldier, enter into his atmosphere, into his mind. Father, you are the great healer of all things. We are eyewitnesses that you are healer to cancer, the healer to cancer. You are the healer. Father, touch him in his body.
Yes.
Whatever your perfect will for his life is, let it be so in the name of Jesus. Let your perfect will and plan be done. Let him have a new testimony, a new word, a new goal in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Quick correction. Pablo's not the one with cancer. He was the one who was having mobility issues.
Oh, yeah.
And needles.
Oh, yes. But Father, even that, you understand what's going on. You can fix it. You can fix it in the name of Jesus. I know that you can. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sandra is asking for prayer for Nancy. Nancy is her coworker and friend. Nancy is the mother of a coworker and friend.
Mm-hmm.
She fell and was found unconscious. She seemed to have some confusion.
Nancy is the one that fell.
Yes. She's only 67 years old, and her memory used to be intact, but right now she seems really confused.
Oh, boy. Okay. So we're going to be praying for Nancy and those that are praying for Nancy.
Which is Sandra.
Wow, Sandra. Sandra, we're going to stand. Can we put Nancy on our daily prayer list?
Yes.
Okay. And Sandra.
Yes.
Okay. Simi alio. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I know that your presence is with us.
Yes.
I'm believing that Nancy is a believer. I believe that Sandra is a believer.
Sandra is a believer.
Okay, yes. So whether Nancy is a believer or not, Sandra is a believer. What's up, little brother? Why are you all back in the back? Come on up here. Join us. Amen. Balijo. Amen. Good morning. Kisali olabiasa no satan. Misha alami. Father, you understand what happened to Nancy. You understand what she's dealing with. You understand what has affected her. You understand. Sandra and the rest of the prayer team, your saints, your people, are praying for Nancy. We're praying for her deliverance. We're praying that she has a real connection with you. We're praying that she has her own relationship with you. We're praying that she knows you for herself. We're praying that you would intercede by speaking into her atmosphere, letting your holy presence be made known. Let your healing proceed. Let your healing begin. Let your perfect will be done. If there's any sin, remove it. If there's any doubt, remove it. If there's anything in her atmosphere that's not like you, remove it. That you would get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen.
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 Amen. And Mari is asking for us to pray for her love, Sartorius, who is being harassed and bullied by people from his past through lies as they attempt to create discord.
Oh, boy. Discord. She said her love.
Her love.
Her love. Aww. Amen. Why are y'all so far in the back? I popped the Listerine, so it ain't me. Well, some of y'all ain't leaning on nothing. Get on up here. Amen. Is that sensation? And amen. Amen. Brother Ryan, would you take my other little brother and bring him up here with you so he can stand up here during prayer? Amen. We're going to take him out of that. Amen. That is too much man to be standing back in the back. Ryan, Bryant, thank you.
Amen.
And I think he's just not aware.
I agree.
Amen. So I think we're going to be working with him. Amen. Hello.
Amen.
You are not allowed to sit in the back anymore.
In the cut.
You are only allowed to sit as far back as the second chair. I want you near me. Amen. I'm going to tell you like I tell Asia. I can't hear your head. Say something. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Amen. Amen.
You're praying for Sartorius.
So, oh, her love.
Her love.
Amen. Kiss me. Can you anoint my hands?
I knew what you were saying.
Yeah, you did. Everybody all right in here?
Amen.
I feel a heaviness on someone in here, and I can't ignore it, so we're going to have to deal with it. Amen. I don't know who you are. Don't be dreaming up no heaviness.
No.
Amen. Don't be trying to get heavy so you can get prayed for. Amen. Oh, I'm heavy too. I remember now. I don't be trying to scratch up nothing. Amen. Could people be tripping? Amen. Amen. But we're going to address that. Amen. Amen. Because you know, well, I want to be in the spotlight too. Let me in, you know. Because people do that, right? Pastor, am I hello? Amen. So, ooh, there's a light on. Here I am, you know, just go sit down somewhere. I know who you are. I'll call you when I need you. Amen. For her love.
Yes.
Amen. What's her name?
Her name is Amari.
Amari. and we're going to pray for her love. Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are praying for her love.
Yes.
Amari. We're praying, Lord, that your presence be made known, that your light will shine inside of the person of her love that's being harassed.
Yes.
We're praying, Lord, that your angels will encamp around her love and that your angels will defend and fight. We're praying, Lord, that you would move on their behalf in the name of Jesus and break the confusion. Hallelujah. And that you would break the confusion, or I think it's in French, casse, that you would remove anything that is not like you. We bless you, Father, that you would give them peace and that you would move on their behalf according to your will for their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Her love. You don't hear that very much. You don't hear it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We are praying for Melissa.
Melissa.
She's asking for prayer for her mom, Florence, who has COVID.
Okay.
She's not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
She's elderly and has other health issues.
Okay. Okay. What's did she give her mom's name?
Her mom's name is Florence.
Florence.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Add them to the prayer list too for the week.
There's additional.
Okay.
And I'm going to sum it up.
Okay.
But in addition, Melissa is dealing with stressful situation on her job.
Mm-hmm.
She had to leave her job after 12 years. Due to COVID and her new job, she's very miserable.
Wow.
So she's asking for prayer. There's a lot of profanity and alcohol drinking.
On that job?
Yeah. 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 And so she's she wants to share the gospel, but it's just really a stressful situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, first of all, by you being there, you're sharing the gospel because your light is shining.
Yeah.
Alcohol, unless you work in a bar.
No, remember a job I had a few years back, they actually kept the refrigerator stocked with beer and things like that.
I remember.
Yeah, and Friday was margarita night.
I remember. Yeah. That's insane. Yeah, and then at 5 o'clock, everybody drive home.
Right.
All toasted and loaded and going on home. You know. Amen. Wow. 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 Amen. Your light. Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Many times your light outshines a track, a Bible tucked away on your desk in a corner, or even a testimony. Just the fact that you're there, demons can't be as free as they like to be because you're there. Amen. And once you start praying, your prayers affect the atmosphere in which they're in. Y'all understand what I'm saying? The fact that you're in a place like that, it may not all be accidental. God may have allowed that to happen so that you could help bring an opportunity of salvation to somebody in that place that would otherwise not receive it.
Amen.
Amen. We have to look outside the box. Sometimes we have to look outside the box and see God in it. It may be a miserable place at the moment. It may be somewhere you absolutely don't want to be, but it might also be someplace you need to be for the moment.
Yeah.
Again, those Hebrew boys didn't want to be near the furnace.
Right.
But it was somewhere that they needed to be at the time. Even though God delivered them from it, there was something that needed to be shown. God needed to make himself known to people that may not have otherwise got an opportunity to know him. Amen? Sensation? And so that was an opportunity for those three Hebrew boys. And by incidentally, those names were given to them by that Pharaoh. That was not their real names. Just so, and I forgot the real names, but that's not where they wanted to be. They were in a very uncomfortable position, but they were secure in their Christ. They were secure in their relationship and their walk with God. So even though they were in a really bad situation, they knew God was with them. And if they didn't make it, if they didn't survive the situation, they knew that they were with God.
Yes, thank you.
And so even though it was not time for them to leave earth, it was time for them to go into the fire. And so God stepped in with them. And then to show you how good he is, he brought them out.
Amen.
And so even though you may be in the fire now, I believe that God, one way or another, is going to bring you out.
Yes.
But there might be something God wants to do, which is why he allowed you or placed you there in the first place.
Yeah.
Because remember, as soldiers in the army of the Lord, this war is not about our comfort.
Amen.
It's not about our convenience. The Lord said he's doing something in that situation that I spoke about.
Yes.
Amen. Because I can see things clearing up. Thank you very much. It's not about our comfort. It's not about our convenience. We are soldiers.
Yeah.
It's about where you need to be.
Yeah.
It's about your training, what your responsibilities are. It's about what needs to be done. You might be in a foxhole waiting on a chance to be somewhere else. You don't know. It's wherever God places you, that's where you need to be.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be praying because I know for a fact that God is going to deliver you out of that once the you know what the Lord told me once? He told, because I was, this was long before I even came to California. I was sick and tired of where I was. And I was ready to bounce. And he said, the job's not over until the work's done. So I shut up and I stayed. When the work was done, I was out.
Amen.
He said, the job's not finished until the work's done. I can't leave before the job is finished. I can't leave until it's done. I'm not, it's not about me. It's about the purpose that I'm here.
Yeah.
Once the work is done, then God will do something else. But you ain't leaving until the work is done. And I can't work while I'm whining and complaining.
Amen.
I'm not saying that about you. But I'm just saying the whining and complaining is not going to help get the work done. It's going to slow you down. The job's not finished until the work is done. That's what the Lord told me. I'm sure that will apply to somebody else.
Amen.
Amen. Did I pray for her?
No.
Her name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Melissa and her situation. We know that you are able. And Father, I believe that you may have either placed her here or allowed her to be in this environment. Even if she is unable to speak what's burning in her heart to speak, let her light so shine before men that they will know that there is something different about her. Let her fulfill her purpose while she's in that place. Let her bring prayer and fasting into that place. Let her bring praise and worship into that place. Even though she may be the only soldier there, there are angels and your presence that are accompanying her. She may be the only person professing salvation, but she is not the only one representing the Spirit of God in that place, because we know that your Spirit will be there with her and your warring angels will be there to govern her and protect her. Lord, let your perfect will be done and give her that testimony. Give her peace in her mind and peace in her heart that you are with her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And her mother, Florence.
And her mother that fell, right?
No. Mother has COVID.
Her mother has COVID and she's not doing well and she's older.
Yes.
Amen. Father, I pray that her mother knows and has a relationship with you. I pray, Lord, that she is strong and walking in you. Now I'm praying for her health. I'm praying for her body. Lord, she's already sick with underlying issues. We're praying that you would heal, gird her up and heal her so that she could continue ministering and talking and speaking and worshiping you. We're praying that you would lift her up, sustain her. Fiki Salatis. Heal her. Let your perfect will be done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. We're not done. Just read off the names that we're going to be praying for after we go off.
We're going to be praying for Casey.
We're praying for Casey.
Dominic. And for the teen fathers and mothers with their children.
Yes! The Lord put this in my spirit earlier this week.
Yes.
Praying for teen moms and dads.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. That's a problem now.
Amen.
That's a problem now. And then it's not uncommon for maybe their family to reject them or push them away because of the situation that they found themselves in. We've all been young and dumb. at least one point. It doesn't make it right. It just helps you to understand that things are what they are. You don't want to throw the baby out with the dishwater. You don't want to condemn the baby because the baby didn't have any, the baby had no say so in it. You want to be okay. It happened. Okay, and then I can do about it. Now I can put it back. So now let's deal with the situation at hand. Amen. Right. Amen. Because some people just get ignorant. They just take it out on the and that's the, you did once you did a stupid thing. Okay, it's done. It is not right. It's not good. But it's done. Now where do we go from here? Okay, because you need Jesus now more than ever. You need a relationship with God now more than ever. And it's not just about you anymore, but it's about somebody else that you helped get here.
Yeah.
Amen. And so I'm going to be praying for teen moms and teen dads and the babies. Amen. I want to be praying for them this week, and I would love to address. If you are a teen parent, we want to hear from you. We don't have to announce it on the air. We don't have to anything. I want to hear from you so we can help you. Amen. You are not alone. You are not by yourself. We want to hear from you. S4ctroops@aol.com. In the comment section, teen parent. In the subject area, teen parent. And I will personally address each one of those.
Amen.
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 Amen. All right. Communion. So now we want to have communion. So I want to get my large tallit. They're inside that green closet door. Amen. Nikki, can you take this off? I'm gonna put the mic back on, but I want to take this off. Amen. We want to have communion now. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Either one, son, either one. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Oh, you funny. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Everyone that's taking communion, I need you to, Pastor Drea got it covered. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're taking communion, I need you to stand to your feet. Soldiers online, you're taking communion with us. Amen. We don't have a lot of time because we started really late. Amen. And I'm gonna need some glasses. I have some glasses over there somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever continues to believe in him, they shall not perish, but they shall have. They were on top of the where that tablet is, and if not, they are in my pocket. So thank you very much. I'm sorry. Amen. I'm sorry. Amen. We encourage everyone that can to take communion, because the Bible tells us, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. But what kind of relationship do I need to have with God in order to take communion? You need to have a repenting spirit, meaning if I believe, think, have any idea that I've done something that is not pleasing to God, I need to repent for that. Now, repenting does not mean saying I'm sorry. Because you could be sorry you got caught. You could be sorry you weren't smart enough to not get away with it. You could be sorry about a lot of stuff. Repentance means I'm telling you, Father, that you were right again and I was wrong. I need not be in this place anymore. Please turn me away from this place. That's repentance. Repentance is to turn away from that sin. Amen? Amen. That's repenting. You saying you're sorry, that's fine and dandy if you stepped on somebody's toe. But you need to, when you're talking to God, you need to repent and ask God to take you away from that place. Don't they look beautiful? Amen. And so we're going to be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to start at verse 27 through 32. Then whoever, what I'm doing is I'm telling you what happens if you eat and drink of this cup unworthily. So then, whoever eats the bread and drinks of the cup of the Lord unworthily, meaning you are in sin, meaning you knew that your life was not right, but you don't want anybody else to see you not take communion. So I'm going to take it, but I know my life's not right because this communion represents it. You're sharing the story of Jesus Christ. You're sharing what he's done. You're being a witness to others about Christ. This is a very serious thing. This should only be taken by people that are believers in Christ Jesus. If you are a churchgoer and not a Christ follower, you should not be taking this. Amen. If you are religious and not relationship, you should not be taking this. This is only for, he's talking, this is only for people that have a relationship with Christ. Doesn't mean you're perfect. You still make mistakes. You're still in the flesh. You're going to make mistakes. Mistake. You don't plan a mistake 3 weeks in advance. Okay? You don't plan mistakes. Mistake is something that happened. Like, oops. Okay? You don't jot down, I'm going to make a mistake on this day with so-and-so. I'm going to go upside their head. That's not a mistake. You plan that. Okay? So God, don't be tripping. God knows your thoughts before you got here.
Amen.
So then whosoever eat the bread and drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. You will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. You will be just as guilty as the person that helped nail him to the cross. That God will see no difference. You are just as guilty. And while I'm saying all this so that you have time to repent, I'm saying all this so you have time to get it right with God. Amen. We'll be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of our Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. If you're eating and drinking this without understanding the purpose in which you're doing this, you are eating and drinking damnation unto yourself. Don't you have enough problems? Don't you have enough going on in your life where you want to add this to the pot? Amen. For those that eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink damnation to themselves. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep, have dropped dead. When you talk about falling asleep, it's a number of you have dropped dead. A number of you are sick, falling asleep, because you're eating and drinking this when you know you're walking in sin. He's warning you. That's why I read this part first. He's warning you, don't do it. This is a perfect opportunity for you to repent now and get it right so you can do it. Amen?
Amen.
Verse number 31. But if we were more discerning with regards to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. But if you fully understood, if you understood why you're doing this and the consequences of you doing this, you will not come under the judgment of falling asleep and dropping dead and sickness and all of those things. Amen. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. The Lord is helping you. Look at all these little kids. The Lord is helping you. And I have a new one. I don't even recognize that, baby. The Lord says, I'm telling you this so that you will not fall under judgment like those that will be under judgment because they've taken and drank this unworthy without repenting. So he says, I'm sharing this with you so this does not happen to you. Amen. I wish they'd have explained this to me when I was taking communion when I was younger. They didn't explain any of this. Amen. Now going back up to verse number 23, for I receive of the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Amen. So let's do that. Amen. I want to wash my hands again. Amen. Hallelujah. God is worthy. Look at all the beautiful. Hey, Leia. What's up, Leia? Okay. Amen. If you have your bread, your cracker, whatever you're using, I'm going to I'm going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, for you are worthy of all righteousness. You are worthy of all praise. You are the only true and living God. We understand that this body, this bread represents your body. We understand this communion represents what you did for us on the cross. And I am asking in the name of Jesus that you would forgive any of us of any sin or unrighteousness, that you would remove anything from us that is not like you, and that we repent in the name of Jesus if we have offended the Holy Spirit. We ask for healing and deliverance for all, and we take this in remembrance of you. Raise your bread up, break it, and eat. And in the same manner, he took the cup. Amen. And he prayed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blood that was shed on the cross for my sin. You died for sins you never committed. You died for unrighteousness that was never in you. You rose again so that we could live. We thank you for the blood that you shed. We remember you every time we drink this cup. We remember the cup that you drank. We remember you, yes. And we thank you. Yes. I will not take this in vain, and I will remember every time I do. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us raise our cups together, and let us drink together. And if you read on in the scriptures, he says, and the rest I will set in order when I come. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm sorry we had to rush through prayer because we were supposed to start at 11 o'clock, but we were preparing for things and for the communion. So forgive us, but send us your, is there anything in the chat room that needs to be addressed now? Asia? Is there anything in the chat room that needs to be addressed now? Can you find out for me? Come on, hey, quiet, quiet, quiet. We're still in prayer.
Minister Lord.
We're still in prayer. Is there anything?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I try to remember that. I try to remember that. Because some of you have things that are happening right now, and you need prayer right now, and we don't want to close out without acknowledging that.
So this is Lisa asking for prayer for her daughter-in-law,
mm-hmm.
Crystalline. She's dealt with deep depression,
mm-hmm.
and is disruptive at home. The son is frustrated and needs wisdom.
Amen. Krista?
Crystalline.
Crystalline. And she's... and
oh, Crystalline.
Okay. Crystalline. And she... Crystalline is
Crystalline
the...
Crystalline is suffering from depression.
Okay, Crystalline. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we have a... that thing that I sent you, I would like to... Did we address that already?
We prayed over her name, but not the situation. We didn't talk about the situation.
Okay, but she has a praise report underneath that,
yes.
too, right? Can you address? Can you yes. read the praise report? Okay. Jessalyn.
Crystalline.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray over the soldier that's dealing with depression. Depression is a spirit. Do y'all understand that? Do y'all understand that?
Amen.
Depression is a spirit. We've been given the authority to rebuke spirits.
Come on.
Amen. Yeah. We've been given the authority to over, the blood overcame depression. God, the blood of Jesus overcame depression. Amen. This is what I want for Crystalline, right?
Crystalline.
If you are a believer in Christ Jesus, and her behavior is also disruptive?
Yes.
Okay, see, that because what I wanted, what I was going to ask, that if she is a believer in Christ Jesus and if she has repented, if she would take the Lord's Supper after she's repented, if she would take the Lord's Supper and in faith, if you take it in, after you repented, after you have your relationship, and I believe that if you take it and you in faith in Christ Jesus, and you take, I believe the Lord would do something for you. I really do. Pastor, you listen, you can't take it and you tearing up the house. You can't take it and you cursing somebody else. You can't take it and you're non-repentant, because what you're going to do is make your situation worse. But if there's somebody there with her that can pray with her and can settle her down and walk her through repentance and then bring the word, bring communion to her and let her take it, I believe the Lord would do something. If you can do that, let me know. Amen. Amen.
Okay, so our praise report is from Cassia.
Cassia, we're going to address the other, but offline, okay? So we got you.
We prayed for her newborn son who was born with his lip tied and was having difficulty nursing. A few days later, he was able to nurse with...
Woo! Yes!
Hallelujah! Amen.
Tell me God's not working. Amen. We thank God for... God can do anything.
Thank you, Lord.
And we are witnesses.
Yes.
God can do anything. Questions, are you willing to allow him to do it in you?
Yes.
Amen. Are you going to allow God to work in you? Are you going to be the example? Are you going to be the one that God can brag on?
Yes.
Because the last person I read about he bragged on, he went through it.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he came out smelling like a rose.
Yeah.
But he got to be buried in order for that rose to come up. You understand? And he hit it hard. He hit it. But at the end,
yes,
he was fantastic. He had way more at the end than he had at the beginning. So are you willing for God to brag about you?
Yes.
That's a good question, ain't it? Yeah, because I'm cool with the end part.
Yeah.
It's that middle part I've got issues with. Amen. Can I make it through? You know, but that's a good question to ask. And if you can allow God to use you, I'm saying when God uses you, he doesn't ask your permission and he doesn't give you a heads up. You wake up one morning and you in it.
Yeah.
And you got to ask God, Lord, make me okay with this. Because I don't like it, but I'm in it now. So, Lord, help me be okay with this. Can I get one witness?
Amen.
Amen. And so, that's a lot to say. Anyway, God bless you. We love you. Thank you. Either in the cloud or in the crowd, God willing, we'll see you, because I'm going to talk for another 30 minutes. We'll see you next week, one way or the other.
Amen.
Amen. Because I can go some.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sensational.